From Thursday until July 30th, blue crab harvesters are under a 10-day trap closure and cannot have any traps in state waters from Hernando through Wakulla counties. It includes all the waters of the Occlocknee River and Bay. Amanda Nally is a Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission spokeswoman.
And what that allows us to do is it allows us to find and remove lost and abandoned blue crab traps. And this is important because lost and abandoned blue crab traps, they can be an issue because they continue to trap both crabs and other species, and they can also cause damage to sensitive habitats. When a storm comes along, these traps can get moved around. And they can even pose navigational hazards to boaters on the water.
Still, during this 10-day trap closure, blue crabs can be harvested using other gear like dip nets and fold-up traps. Standard blue crab traps can also be used if attached to a dock or other private property. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.